It is Almanac time. I'd like to send a shout out to Kathy, Grandpa's Ice Cream. They provided the ice cream for the Scoops for Troops. That was the ice cream that you and I were scooping. And you were scooping the most popular.
Yeah, but I think we sold more of yours than what I had. You had the Rocky Road.
I went 10 minutes without scooping, but then there was, and then at some point in time, a group came in and it was all Rocky Road there for 10 minutes. Right. So it kind of goes, it ebbs and flows. But it was a lot of fun along with Tom Lyons from Minnesota Military Radio. I think we had a good time.
We had a great time.
Supporting tribute to the troops.
Yep.
And by the way, Grandpa's Ice Cream, it's located in Fridley, Moore Lake Road, just north of 694 over there by Medtronic. They're closed on Mondays.
Creamy and delicious.
It was just the way we like our ice cream, Neil. Monday, April. I don't like my burgers that way, though.
No.
Delicious, yes. Creamy, not so much. Monday, April 29th, 119th day of the year, 246 left to go. 1852. Have you ever used a thesaurus? It's a great way to find words that mean, you know, different words of the same meaning. I wonder if thesaurus is in the thesaurus. Do they have other words for thesaurus in the thesaurus? Thesaurus Rex. So well, Peter Roget was the guy who came up with it. Roget's thesaurus.
Right.
It's online now, so if you ever want to look up. I looked up another word for almanac. There is no other word for almanac. Almanac stands by itself.
As it should.
It stands alone. 1961, this date, this show debuted.
Sports in its unending variety unfolds on ABC's Wide World of Sports, capturing the sight and sound, the emotion, the beauty, and history-making achievements wherever men
gather. So many different sports that weren't getting covered were now being covered, like log rolling, log tossing, dwarf tossing, some of the other things, the ski jumping. many other great ones, the steeplechase. Nobody ever saw the steeplechase until Jim McKay came along in Wide World of Sports.
Well, that is some truth to that.
The agony of defeat, the thrill of victory, 1961, that was this date. How about 1974? President Nixon announced that he was releasing edited transcripts, redacted. That's one of the terms now. We should use that term because that's a dollar term right now. Everybody's using that term. Everybody loves that term.
Yes.
Releasing redacted transcripts of secretly made White House tape recordings related to the Watergate scandal. Did they release that to Time Life? Time Life presents Richard Nixon's secretly made tapes.
I think.
Call now. Operators are standing by.
Then you could get some Spiro Agnew outtakes for an additional penny.
Right. An extra CD and Richard Talks Dirty to Pat. All in this special offer. A 10 CD set. So that was 74, 76.
I jumped up over the wall, got down on the other side, and I started running up the driveway towards the front door. I don't know what I was planning on saying or doing. But just as I got there, I started to knock, and a guard came out of the woods and asked me what I wanted. I said, geez, Elvis home? And, he said, no, Elvis isn't here right now.
So it was this date. That's Bruce Springsteen, by the way, if you hadn't guessed. This date, Bruce Springsteen performing in Memphis. He went over to Graceland, wanted to talk to Elvis, wanted to meet him. He climbed the wall. So it's good to know that if you know, he put the wall up between Mexico and us, and if Bruce If Bruce Springsteen gets stuck in Mexico, he'll be able to climb the wall to get back.
Yeah, he'll always be with us because
he climbed the wall at Graceland. Again, Elvis, as you could hear right there, was not home. Elvis was out probably getting more peanut butter and bananas, I'm assuming.
It's timing, Bruce. It's timing.
1986.
A new record. Clemens has set a major league record for strikeouts in a game.
Roger Clemens became the first ever man to strike out 20 opponents. These were the Seattle Mariners. This was before Ken Griffey Jr. They weren't a very good Seattle Mariners team in 86. And Roger Clemens struck out 20 of them at Fenway Park. That broke the record. I think Tom Seaver had 19, maybe Nolan Ryan. There were a couple of other 19s in there. Roger Clemens has, after that, I think, matched it once or twice, and there have been a couple other guys, Kerry Wood, I remember, and then I think one of the more recent guys got 20, but 20 is still the record. Nobody's done 21 in a nine-inning game.
Remember Johan, lad, like 17 or 18, then they took him out.
That was very memorable. I remember that.
And now looking at rocks and bottles being thrown at another car in an intersection, They're attacking the driver right now. They just broke out the window.
Oh, jeez.
Newscopter 13 has been fired upon by people with guns down below. We've seen the muzzle flash and smoke.
On this day, 1992, the best humanity has to offer ran out onto the streets in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Rioting began in L.A. Reginald Denny.
Yes.
Remember that name? The truck driver got pulled out of his truck and absolutely beaten to a pulp.
So bad.
That was 1990. It was the Rodney King thing. And the police officers were acquitted. And then at least 53 people died during the three-day unrest. Remember what Rodney King said?
Terrible.
What did Rodney King say? Those immortal words, Neil.
Can't we all just get along?
Can't we just all? And then what did Hank Williams Jr. say? Even more immortal words.
Yeah. Can't we all just have a long
neck? Can't we all just get a long neck?
Right. You know what? If you get a long neck together, chances are you'll get along together.
You will. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Because, you know, beer will settle you down. A long neck beer. And it could be a Lone Star. It could be any brand. I don't care.
Right.
It could be one of those Schmidt, one of the Big Mouth. That's not a long neck, but it's still tasty.
Yeah.
So, in 1995, the longest sausage ever was made in Kitchener, Ontario. 28.77 miles. Should have been in kilometers because it's Kitchener, Ontario. It's Canada. It has since been, that record since been just absolutely annihilated somewhere in Armenia, somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Really?
Yeah. They're over 30 miles now long for a long, that seems like a long sausage.
It really,
does. It
really
need to be that long?
And certainly you can't get a bun to fit that.
2011.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In baldness and in hair.
Right.
Boy, I tell you what, Williams lost a lot of hair.
Yeah, what happened there?
You think those royals, they get everything else. You think they could at least get a toupee or
hair
they would
transplant.
Know how to grow hair.
Yeah.
But this was the date. Happy anniversary to Prince William and Kate Middleton. They
right.
were born. They were married on this date, 2011. How many kids have they given us? How many heirs to the throne? At least two.
Yeah.
Poor Prince Harry. You know, the more kids they have, the further he falls down
right.
on the line of succession for the monarchy of the UK.
Yeah.
But so what's it? That's their eighth anniversary. 8 years already?
Wow.
Boy, does time fly.
Seems like we were just watching it yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I taped it. I broke it down. 2015.
In an empty Orioles park in Baltimore today, the crack of the bat echoed like a controlled explosion.
1-1 delivery.
But the roar of the crowd, a few dozen people outside the stadium, sounded more like the roar of a mouse.
Do you remember this? 2015, 4 years ago in Baltimore, because they had riots. It was the Freddie Gray situation there.
Yeah.
Freddie Gray and the police, and they had riots there. So they played a baseball game, the White Sox and the Orioles, and they didn't allow anybody to go to the game.
Yeah.
The gates were closed.
Empty.
Basically just the announcers and the crew and the teams and the umpires, and that was it.
Weird.
2015, by the way, the White Sox won that game 8-2. So even they beat up on the poor Orioles.
Mm.
Poor Orioles. You know, the sad thing about that, even if they would have opened the gates,
nobody would have cared.
It's the Orioles after all. 2018, a year ago.
For two decades, Gunsmoke ruled the television airwaves. CBS aired 635 episodes of the Western, a record for a scripted primetime program.
I only watched
that
Gunsmoke.
That record will soon be broken.
Woo-hoo! So this was the date that Simpsons, and I'm sure it was a sad day for you, Neil.
It is.
When the Simpsons surpassed Gunsmoke at 635 episodes, the highest episode count of any series, episodic television.
Yeah.
Not like 60 Minutes or Meet the Press. This is, you know, scripted TV.
Right.
2018. That was a year ago. And Simpsons continues to move right along.
We'll call it the longest running non-cartoon program.
I like that. That's good. You always have that feather in
give
your
some,
cap.
Yeah, give some pride to Gunsmoke.
Birthdays.
But it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot.
Little Willie Nelson here for you. He and Merle got together for this song. And Willie's coming, what day is it? Early August.
It's early August, with Allison Krauss.
pot.
Happy birthday to Willie. How great has he been? Songwriting,
oh,
and then you know, just all of his duets, and he again transcended genres, not just country. I mean, he appealed across the board. 86 for Willie.
In a voice soft and trembling, she'd sing her songs to cowboy as the smoky halo circled around her Ray-Ban hat.
Another one of the Oak Ridge boys celebrating today, Dwayne Allen. We had Richard Sturban last week. Dwayne Allen is 76. And I think there's three of them that have birthdays all within a few weeks here, because there's another one coming up here.
Yep.
I can't remember which one, but Dwayne Allen, 76 today. Jack Tripper's good buddy. He's a little sleazy.
Well, hello there. Did you see the way she came on to me? Hold on a second.
He was Larry on Three's Company. Yeah. Richard Klein is 75. A little creepy.
You
know, I don't know. I don't know if he ever had a steady girlfriend, and it's really no surprise.
No.
Richard Klein, 75.
I don't hardly know her.
Tommy James.
But I think I could love.
He thinks he could. Him and his group, the Shondells, nice long string of hits, including that one, Crimson and Clover.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy James, 72.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pat Stevens Show. I'm Pat Stevens, and I am pleased as punch because we have such an exciting show tonight. The two final runner-ups for the First Lady of America, Barbara Bush and Kitty Dukakis.
So, Barbara, are you proud of your son? That's later on in the skit. It was classic. That's Nora Dunn. She was not a fan of Andrew Dice Clay.
No.
I'll just tell you that right now.
Yes, I remember that.
So she is 67. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's a shame.
Jerry Seinfeld, out of all the great quotable quotes from that show, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
That is my favorite one.
And
I use that.
Yes,
and I use that in everyday conversation.
Yes,
that's a shame.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld is 65. Funny guy. I love his show. Seen every episode probably 30 times.
When one of them five-footers skids by the hole, that's a shame.
That is. I do use that on the golf course a lot.
I've
that's
heard
a,
it.
I don't get upset. You throw clubs, I say, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, 65.
You can try and stop us from getting to the truth, but I promise you, and with all the unique technologies at my command.
Unique.
Janeway out.
Warp 5 engage. Kate Mulgrew, she was one of Star Trek's captains, captain of the Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
She's 64 for Kate Mulgrew.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
She had a bit of an inferiority complex, don't you think?
Yeah.
Poor Jan. But you know what? If you watch some of the after movies, the later on, the sequel movies, she was more successful than both Marcia and Cindy when it came to her professional life.
Well, she was my favorite.
You loved Eve Plum.
I did.
She is 61.
Mm-hmm.
She was Jan Brady. Our rapper of the day is Master P.
Mm-hmm.
He's master at something. He's Master P.
Right on.
He's 49.
Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then.
They were adorable. They were Wilson Phillips. The combined daughters of Brian Wilson and John and Mackenzie Phillips, right? That was China Phillips.
Yep,
Carney Wilson, 51 today. And that's all I have.
Gone but not forgotten. We start with publisher William Randolph Hearst. Was born on this day, 1863. One of the great band leaders. Had a cameo, of course, in Blazing Saddles out in the middle of the desert. Who else would be out there playing but blues legend Duke Ellington, born on this day, 1899. Probably not our favorite Japanese emperor, Hirohito, who was with Japan 1901. He would have been around
World War II,
yes. Also, let's see, let's skip down to... There's not a whole lot here on our list today.
Editing as we go.
R&B singer Tammy Terrell.
You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Redacting as we go, we should say.
Yes.
I'll be there in a hurry.
I was going to throw in a few of those others, but they bored me.
Baby, there ain't no mountain high.
Oh, that's a good jam.
There you go.
When they're singing this song on Remember the Titans, it's fantastic.
R&B singer Tammy Terrell, best remembered for her duets with the late Marvin Gaye, 1945, and one of racing's finest, car racer Dale Earnhardt.
20 years of trying, 20 years of frustration. Dale Earnhardt will come to the caution flag to win the Daytona 500.
Like racing, finally. That's kind of for racing fans, that's their miracle on ice.
Yes.
The most anticipated moment in racing. If John Elway can win the Super Bowl, Dale Earnhardt said he could win the Daytona 500.
And he did. Win it he
yes,
did.
That was 1998.
It would also be a costly end for him at that track. Dale Earnhardt, born on this day, 1951. They're
all
gone
but not forgotten. The ultimate summer six-pack, summer song of the day. People waiting for it. They are sitting in their cars even before they go to work because they need to know. It's a need-to-know basis, and here is that information. Listen today between 1 and 3 for Brad Paisley, Ticks. Ticks, Brad Paisley.
Perfect.
Between 1 and 3. One, it's a song about facial tics, isn't it?
Yeah. Jim Eisenreich may be the guy there. No, we don't want to make fun of him.
No, Neil.
I wouldn't do that.
1 to 3 today, Brad Paisley, Ticks. And when you hear that song, be caller number 6. Win a box of no-name steaks. Get entered in the Friday drawing to win the ultimate summer six-pack, which just happens to be ducats to 6 of the biggest. That's a term we just don't use. It's old school for
I
tickets.
Love it.
Ducats.
One of my favorites.
To 6 of the biggest music events throughout the summer. Plus the $50 gift card to Cub. And again, a big thank you also to Miller Chevrolet for their help with the ultimate summer six-pack. Neil, would you like to start this Bob-a-thon with John Conley, Got My Heart Set on You, Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee, or Bellamy Brothers, Rip Off the Knob?
Yeah, let's go Howard and David.
It's coming up. Have a great day, everyone. I'll be in for the All Request Lunch Hour in studio today, noon to 1.
KDDG.